here in Scotland then with Mark Higgins, and about to make your way back to the Isle of Man next week, Mark.
Yeah, I haven't been back for the GT since the last time I saw it, I think, was probably about 1990, and funny enough, that was when Tony Pond had his go at the lap record, so I'm delighted to go back to the Ireland for GT week for a start, and to have the opportunity to have a go at driving around the GT course is amazing, really.
And all the build-up has been that, in fact, David, your brother, was supposed to be doing it, but you're going to get the drive.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a last-minute thing. David's got a lot going on with America and getting back and being able to put the right time and effort into it, which he's concerned about. He doesn't know the circuit so well, so he needs more time to do that. I don't know it as well as I would like to, but it's a great opportunity. I've been trying to do it for about 10 years. We had an opportunity with Nissan. We also tried to do it with Aston Martin, but it was always a no, but somehow Subaru have managed to get there, and it'd be great.
And it's going to be a US-spec Impreza, isn't it? But it's still quite a decent motor, I think.
Yeah, it's a good car, but we're trying to keep it as standard as we can. Very standard, even we're not sure what tyres we're running yet. So it's not going to be as straightforward as people think. I mean, the car that pondered it in, he'd had a few years sort of practice at doing it, and the car was quite light, where modern cars are a lot heavier now, but it's going to have more speed. So I think everybody thinks, 20 years on, it's going to be very, very straightforward, but it's not going to be that straightforward.
Yeah, when Tony Pond did it, he had a first year where he had Rob Arthur in with him, and then they ditched the co-driver for the second year, and they gave him a running start from Governors, I seem to recall. You won't be having any of that, I assume, and you might have a co-driver.
I think we'll have a running start, but I'm not sure if what's going on with the co-driver. It looks like we may have to have a journalist in the car for the last day, but if it was me, I wouldn't want to sit there.
I was going to say, someone's going to have to be brave.
Yeah, I mean, if you're reading notes, at least you can take your mind off it, but there's places where you've got to be doing 160, 170 miles an hour, and, I'm very confident in the car at 130 miles an hour, but when they start moving around at that speed, things happen a lot quicker, and that's what we've hopefully got to judge if we get some laps in prior to the attempt.
I was going to say, all coming about very quickly, but have you given it much thought to the first drop down Bray Hill and outrun some of the really quick bits?
I think the first bit down Bray Hill is the one that's going to, if you get through there all right, then you're on your way. I've watched Guy Martin's lap, I've watched Tony's lap a few times. Whatever I can on YouTube is getting a lot of viewing at the moment, and it's I think Milky will hopefully give us a bit of a hand when we're over there. But as I say, it's I know parts of the island very well, but when you're approaching them at those speeds, like the bikers do, are absolute heroes there. It's going to be a different story.
Absolutely. The last bit from sort of Cronknamona down, you do regularly, is the last stage of Rally Isle of Man, but apart from that, very few of these roads you've driven on competitively before.
Yeah, well, that's about a mile of it, so there's a bit more to work out yet. I think for me, I'm not so familiar probably from Blackbridge to Ramsey, and there's a little bit of work needs to be done there, and then a little bit probably from Ballacrane as well onwards, but the rest of it I've got a fairly good idea. I've been over the mountain quick enough over the years on a few mad Sundays in a car, but it'll all come back to hopefully fairly quickly next week.
Let's hope it does, and we'll see you over there.
Thank you.